We're back here on J98 as we continue our dream team coverage, interviewing all of our dream team athletes, and we'll switch gears back over to girls cross country. Here we have junior Emily Anghauser with us now, and Emily, obviously an all-state runner, a fantastic year for you, finishing fifth this year, and the girls with a fantastic result as a team, finishing as runners-up on that front as well, but a dream team athlete kind of to top that off here for your junior year. When did you kind of find out that you were a dream teamer?
My coach actually texted me and let me know, because I had been watching the coverage, but then my coach texted me and we found out that three of my teammates, including myself, were nominated.
That's awesome. Does it feel even better knowing that you do go in with Nautica and Loki as well?
Yes.
Awesome. Were you guys all pretty thrilled the next day being able to talk about it?
Yeah.
Good stuff there. And then, Emily, for you, you mentioned Coach Davis told you as well. Was this something that you thought you had a chance of getting?
I wasn't sure. I mean, I was hoping so, but I didn't know how the beginning of my season was.
Okay. And so you kind of just held the breath and saw what happened, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, Emily, for you as well, you guys obviously had a fantastic year as a team, and then you finishing in fifth to go along with that. What was it about this year's girls team that was so special?
I feel like we just had more of a drive, because we knew that we had the possibility of getting that state record. So it was just more of, we have to work together to get through this and get our 14th.
And the record, of course, being on the podium as well in the 14th with the girl on the podium. How awesome is that to be a part of history that for, 14 straight years, there's been a Herculaneum girl that's been on the podium. That's a pretty remarkable feat.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Did you know about the record before you entered high school?
No, I did not. Last year, we actually thought that it was the record last year. So we were the whole year pumping it up. We were super excited. We got the 13th. And then when we got back from state, we found out that it was actually 14 that we needed to break.
Oh, no. So I guess that gave you a little extra momentum for this year then, though.
Yeah.
Awesome. When you're running out there, and obviously it's getting hard, what do you think is more taxing? Is it more taxing physically or mentally on you?
I feel like it's definitely more mentally than physically.
What is it that you kind of do to drive yourself to not give up, or, when things are getting hard, what is it that you do to kind of, tell yourself to keep on going?
I feel like it's more all about being positive during the race, because if you're thinking about how awful it is, you're not going to get very far. It's more like you just have to pray through it and get through the race until you just tell yourself that it's almost over.
Awesome. What does Coach Davis kind of preach to you guys in terms of keeping you guys on the positive mindset and whatnot?
I feel like he's more on the mindset of that we all need to work together and do it together, and that if you just because you're feeling something, it doesn't mean nobody else is. Everybody's feeling the same heat, the same cold, the same pain that everybody else is, and so we have to all stay positive and work together so we can accomplish the things we want to.
Right on. Emily, is there a little bit of a fun rivalry between you and the boys team and whatnot, the girls and the boys? You guys give each other some stuff? Yeah. Does that allow you guys to kind of push each other more?
Yes, I think so.
That's awesome. Who gets the last laugh usually?
Usually the girls, I feel like.
There we go. Emily, for you, obviously going to be back next year as well. As a senior, what types of things are you hoping to accomplish next year?
I'm hoping to PR, that's for sure.
Awesome.
And then to get in the top five again at state.
In the top five at state. What would be a personal record for you? What is your current one now?
My PR is 1938, so I was hoping to get in closer up in the 19s or to even break it.
Awesome. Yeah, that would be very cool if you could do that, huh? Are you going to be working hard this offseason?
Yeah.
Good stuff, Emily. Hey, anything else you'd like to say or anybody you'd like to thank along the way that's allowed you to get to this point?
Definitely my coaches and my parents. I mean, I feel like I wouldn't be here where I'm at if I wasn't for them.
Emily, congratulations yet again on being a Dream Team runner here as part of the J98 Dream Team, and thanks for taking some time to speak with us.
Thank you.
Herculaneum Junior Emily Enghauser of the cross country team joining us here on J98 as we continue our regional radio dream team interview segments here on J98. Enghauser finishing fifth at state this year. Keep it tuned to J98 as we continue our coverage of our 2017 Fall Regional Radio Dream Team interviews.